Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest is the coach of one of the hottest teams in the entire nation. At the time of this recording, they're riding a 16-game winning streak. Joining us now is Max Gavin, the head coach of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League's Powassan Voodoos. Max, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Hi, Gino. Thank you very much for having me. Really appreciate it.
A 16-game winning streak? Tell me about this. This must be quite the high for you and the kids.
Oh, yeah. It's been a lot of fun. You know, going into the year, we knew we had an older group that, usually they have success at the beginning. But to say we thought we'd be in this position, you know, I can't say that I would have said that before the year, but it's great. And credit to the players. They've been working really hard. And, you know, they've been earning every win, that's for sure.
Now, Max, when you do something like this out of the gate, at the start of the year, you try to convince them of what you could do. Now you're actually doing it, and you're a top 20 team nationally in the CJHL rankings. Are the kids now starting to buy in? Do you start to see even more momentum now that they start to believe in themselves?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think anyone will tell you confidence is big. And, you know, the great thing is we've had guys go down with injuries, suspensions, different little things, and other guys have stepped up. And I think everyone is really buying in and understanding what works for us as a group. So I think, you know, now it's just about getting better every day and challenging each other to keep pushing there.
We're in conversation with Max Gavin, the head coach of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League's Powassan Voodoos. Now, people aren't going to make this leap on their own, so let me help them with this. Your dad, Stu Gavin, a buddy of mine, longtime NHLer, played 768 games in the NHL with the Leafs, the Whalers, the Minnesota North Stars. How did you end up on the coaching route? Walk me through your own personal growth of where you played hockey and how you ended up behind the bench.
Yeah, no, great question. Thanks for asking that. I started, as you know, most Toronto kids do, growing up playing in the GTHL, going through the AA loop and then into AAA, and then wound up making the jump to junior. And, you know, at the time as a young kid, I don't know if I was totally prepared for that. So I wound up going to the States and getting my education down there at Adrian College in Michigan. And then when I graduated, I kind of just knew I wanted to give coaching a try. And, you know, 5 years later, opportunity came up in Powassan. It was really just by chance. I always loved hockey, grew up around hockey, and, you know, still have the dream of making it. And, you know, playing wasn't in my cards. So I thought coaching was the next best opportunity.
You actually helped to lead, you're humble about this, but you helped to lead Adrian College of Michigan to an American Collegiate Hockey Association championship back, I think it was 2017-18. How important is that college route now become to you and your players as you're recruiting, saying this is the kind of direction that you could head and get an education out of this?
Well, yeah, it's massive. I think, you know, I want every kid to dream big and, you know, want to make it to the OHL or, you know, NCAA Division One or, you know, high levels. But reality is, you know, we can't all get there. And there's other alternatives and amazing alternatives to continue playing the game for another 4 years and getting great education in many different places. So I think it's been a unique experience to pass on that information and really open the doors, hopefully for these kids to continue playing the game they love. I mean, in the end, that's the biggest thing.
I'm going to guess one of the guys drawing some attention right now is Owen Say, the NOJHL goalie of the month for September, a perfect 13-0 out of the gate. Talk to me about this kid.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I have to give credit to his advisor, Chad Liley at A1. Advancement. He called me in training camp and, you know, said, I've got a goalie for you. And, he, you know, credit to Owen. We brought him up on a tryout. Really. We said, you can come play a game and we'll let you know what we think. And, you know, we knew pretty quickly that we had a special kid on our hands and, you know, he's given us a chance to win every night, him and Luke Greenwood, our other goaltender. And, you know, they've both been outstanding. So yeah, can't say enough good things about both of them.
How good is this team, Max? How far could this team go?
You know, I think it's still early and we've got a lot of work to do, but I think everyone sets out to, you know, win a championship, and that was our goal from day one. So, you know, we're going into our 20th game of the year, so there's still a long, long way to go. But, you know, if we keep getting better, I think sky's the limit for this group, and it's just about staying focused, really.
Well, Max, congratulations on the start. It's amazing. It's such a great accomplishment. Good luck the rest of the way. Maybe we'll talk to you again down the road.
Yeah, I hope so. Thank you very much for your time, Gino, and hope all is well with you.
That was Powassan Voodoo's head coach, Max Gavin. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.